Alright guys, how are you doing? This is really what Solar Man really sounds like without me putting the Solar Man's voice on, you know what I mean? I myself personally think it sounds a lot better, but my producers want me to use the Solar Man's voice that they made up for me.
So I guess we had better use it, I guess. Now this Femon in the thumbnail is Katie Price, completely a delusional Femon. There's nothing real about this person. Everything you see in front of you has been operated on some way or other. And she's addicted to it because she keeps on having things done all the time. She can't really get the operations done in the UK because they kind of banned her. Because they deem the operations unnecessary and dangerous. So she goes to places like Turkey and like that to get the operations. And of course, why does she have this done all the time? Well, attention. That's all it is. Attention-seeking. And of course she's getting on in years and she's trying to prop up what's falling down. I don't believe she's allowed to sneeze just in case it all falls down on the ground. But as us real guys know, Femons live in a little bubble of their own. The real world scares them. And as we know, Femons are jealous, especially of young Femons, because they can't compete with them, can they? And this is what Katie Price says about young women today. That young women look like puffy-faced alien clones due to fillers. I mean, has she took a look at the mirror? What does she look like? And she's got tons of fillers in her lips, in her forehead, wherever. And how do these delusional Femons, who want to live in a little bubble of their own, actually survive in the real world? Well, they have the help from the simps and the white knights. But even the simps nowadays are getting tired of being used. And the white knights aren't even thanked for helping them. In fact, sometimes they're charged instead. And then the Femon gets themselves into the same situation straight away again. And that's because the Femon hasn't had to get herself out of the problem, so she hasn't learnt anything. And it reminds me of something that happened when I was in Canada, when I was down by the lake in a cottage. It was in the dusk time, not quite dark. And I was sitting there having a beer in the kitchen with my dad and his friend. And this kitchen had a sort of door with quite a big piece of glass in it, so he could look outside, of course. Anyway, there was an almighty crash, scared the living crap out of all of us. We all jumped up and jumped all over the place. Didn't spill any beer, though. That would have been disastrous. And this pheasant had flown through the glass door and hit the wall on the other side. It was going a fair old speed. There was a bit of blood everywhere, glass everywhere, of course, and this pheasant was in the corner, a bit stunned, maybe even dead. But after a while, it kind of brightened up and it seemed all right. So I picked it up and held it in my hand. Well, hands, it was quite a big bird. And we went outside with it and I waited for a while, and it seemed to be absolutely okay. So I threw it up in the air and let it go. And it flew quite some time, but it hit the only telegraph pole in that field. It hit it smack straight in the middle, and it was going a really good speed, and it dropped like a rock. And there was feathers flying everywhere, and I didn't even bother going way over to have a look. He was dead. So you see, that was a foregone conclusion for the pheasant. I mean, call it fate or whatever. In other words, guys, let the Femons sort their own problems out. They either sort them out, or they won't. And if you get involved, sometimes it's your problem, and you get in trouble. In other words, guys, walk away, stay away. Now, I may have used that pheasant story before, but I'm getting old, and I tend to repeat myself. Now, of course, here's some sad news. Matthew Perry has accidentally drowned in his hot tub. Apparently, there's no foul play or drugs involved. It was just one of those things, a terrible accident. I mean, I didn't actually watch Friends. I saw it a couple of times. It was all right. But apparently I heard this guy did have a bit of problem with alcohol and drugs at some point in his life. Some people can't really handle fame and fortune. Jesus, I'd like to try it, wouldn't you? Anyway, this will be the news for quite some time at the moment. I mean, when I die, nobody's going to goddamn know about it at all. Well, maybe the guy down the corner store, where I go down and sometimes get a pack of smokes sometimes. But that'll be about it for me. Unless, of course, Hollywood picks up my program here, which is, you know, make a few bob. Anyway, see you guys, and nice talking to you.
The voice.
Oh, see you guys. Catch you later.